So Kathy Harris, tell me about how much transportation contributes to Delaware's overall carbon footprint and how promoting the use of these alternatively fueled modes of transportation might help reach the kind of goals the state wants to reach.
Sure. So the transportation sector produces around 34% of the total Delaware carbon dioxide footprint that we're seeing right now. So it's a relatively big chunk, and it's actually, you know, one of the largest chunks that we see. So by promoting alternative fuels, it's going to help reduce the amount of carbon dioxide that is being released both on the roads and then the total kind of footprint that Delaware is releasing.
Right. And tell me about the new alternative fuel infrastructure grants that DENRIC is offering. You know, who can participate and how?
Sure, absolutely. So it is a new competitive grant that's available to help encourage Delaware-based businesses and fleet owners to help increase their use of alternative fueled vehicles by helping to expand this network of alternative fueling infrastructure. And it's open to any Delaware business, NGO, local government, municipality, state agency, a fleet owner. It's not open to individuals, but pretty much any business that has a presence and is based in Delaware can apply. And these are, the maximum award amount is up to $500,000 for these grants. And we're anticipating around 3 to 5 projects being funded. And since it's competitive, we'll go through a review process.
And basically, you know, any business or, you know, nonprofit entity, they'll be able to use this grant to install these, like, electric charging stations or propane fueling station. Is that the idea?
Right, yeah. So it's for solely for the equipment for alternative fuels. So we're anticipating proposals coming in for DC fast charging, natural gas fueling stations, propane fueling stations, hydrogen fueling stations, just to name a few. That's obviously not limited to that. But it's for the equipment for these alternative fueling infrastructures.
And there seems to be plenty of people who support using greener and cleaner transportation, but as you probably are familiar with, the route to clean transportation isn't easy. And you previously worked with University of Delaware professor and electric vehicle expert Willett Kempton to help develop Delaware's network. Can you tell me about how some of the things you learned while doing the research on the local charging network here applies to administering these grants?
So one of the biggest issues with alternative fuels is this thing called a chicken and the egg problem, where a lot of people being held back in their kind of hesitations on alternative fuels is that they're not sure they can actually charge somewhere. So by promoting these programs, both on the electric vehicle, that kind of level one and level two are the slower charges that you might find for electric vehicles through that network called the Charging Up Delaware Project. Is similar to this kind of alternative fueling infrastructure grant, as well as a few additional programs that we have under the Clean Transportation Incentive Program to kind of help promote these alternative fuels, is to kind of combat that chicken and the egg problem. So by putting the infrastructure out there, people who are interested in purchasing these vehicles will no longer have an issue and worry about whether or not they're going to be able to have a place to either charge their electric vehicle, refill their CNG car, refill their natural gas vehicle, et cetera.
And figuring out an ideal location for a charging station requires a little more thought than planning where to put a gas station. Is that right?
You know, charging stations are pretty much just a little small, for level one and level two, which is a little more of a basic charging station. They can pretty much be placed anywhere, but since they have a longer charge than what you might get for a 5-minute fill-up at a gas station, it's important to kind of site those at locations with something for people to do so that people aren't just sitting around waiting in their car for a couple of hours.
It's interesting that these grants are also going toward building propane, natural gas, and potentially hydrogen fuel stations. Why does the grant also include these other types of alternative fuels?
We would just like to promote any alternative fuel. You know, our goal is to decrease the amount of carbon dioxide and pollutants that are entering into Delaware's atmosphere. And we, you know, our mindset is that it doesn't really matter what alternative fuel is out there as long as it's cleaning up our roads and cleaning up our air.
And tell me about the kinds of benefits or impacts that you hope to see from these grants and other efforts by DENRIC on this.
Sure. So we hope, you know, to help promote this infrastructure, which, and by having more infrastructure out there and allowing for people to see it and see this kind of new technology and recognize that there are places that you can refill with an alternative fuel vehicle, that'll help to overall promote the people wanting to go out and buy these alternative fuel vehicles.